Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Chair Grand Marshal before.
It is Flag Day, people, and welcome to it. We've got some fun planned. We're going to be calling people with the last name of Flag and make fun of them. There's always room for stupid. You know that. I've said that. Oh, hang on. This is going to stop.
Go from I'm the sorry. Grand. Did you just bump Grand Old Flag for Rick Astley?
I did. Because you're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. Think of better words. Good God. It's a stupid song. We're no strangers
to love. We'll just assume that we will never give up flags. We'll never let down flags. Look at you.
Yeah. Get yourself. All right. Well, we ought to take a dance class and learn how to do the Rick Astley.
I kind of feel like you're nailing it right now, and I'm getting an eyeful of crotch.
All right. I've told you that every day that I sit down at this mic, there's always something I'm excited about. Today, I'm excited about a couple of things, but none more than a rousing round of I'll Bet You Didn't Know, and it's buried inside five reasons today doesn't suck. Ooh. The reason I'm excited is that I didn't know it. And I read it this morning, and I yelped. A grown 60-year-old man, I yelped.
What does a yelp sound like when you're 60?
What?
So glad I asked.
According to Vegas, I have two NFL teams for the 2016 season that are picked to lose every game.
Aww.
There's two. Can you name them? If you're in the dating scene, ladies, stop playing by the rules. Four examples of stupid dating rules that you've probably been following, and it's time to get rid of them. And the four types of men you should not marry. Amber Heard and her stupid world are back. Oh! Okay, Gina sent me this, and it's on. It is on. The best burger in L.A. Just stop with it. I'm incensed, and I'm going to just let it out.
Yeah.
I'm tired of fighting the burger fight.
Yeah.
So we'll get into it. A woman claims she has a sex tape involving Muhammad Ali and multiple women. I wonder if it's true. We speak with the beloved Mimi Chin. A listener of ours needs help. 5 seconds for $10. Everybody's talking about. And Gina, I will be speaking with Gina's porn star.
Oh, really?
I'll be speaking because her porn star impression, she only says one word, and that's yes.
Yeah.
And our topic, if we get around to it, because Chick on the Street is heading out to the courthouse, Led Zeppelin is being attacked for said stealing Stairway to Heaven. The rumor is that Robert Plant and Jimmy Page will be at the courthouse today. Chick on the Street's going to be down there.
Quick time out.
Yep.
A quote from about 4 minutes ago. Write down these names, Katie. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. Actually, never mind. It's better if you don't remember who they are. And what did you just do?
I called him Richard Page, which is Kyrie. That's Mr. Mister.
Yep, yep.
And their topic, she said no to my proposal.
Oh.
All of it coming your way. This is Mark in the frickin' Morning, you bitch. Wow. Janet Waldo, the actress best known as the voice of Judy Jetson of the Jetsons, has died. She was 96.
Are my fans still out there, Rosie?
Yep, Miss Judy.
You know, I met her at a voiceover clinic years ago. She looks just like Judy Jetson.
Wow.
She's a stunning woman. big eyes, really expressive, and boy, was she cool.
She did a lot of voice work. She worked on the Flintstones. She worked, and apparently, as an actress, she appeared in several episodes of I Love Lucy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, she had a long career.
So, I always told you guys I'd be honest with you, and I'm having to, you know, kind of look the other way today. I'm really, really concerned about my wife, Skeeter. She got a viral infection. We're on day 10 now, and she's getting worse. Last night, she was sitting on the couch just looking at the TV, and she got really, really dizzy and was nauseous and had to go to bed. She didn't eat dinner. She's still in bed today. And so the concern is that I may be looking at a hospital visit, even though she grabbed my arm and said, they'll kill you in the hospital. I'm not going. But here's Linda. Here's my wife. She, you know, when you go to CVS and you pay for your stuff, they give you your receipt. And on the receipt down at the bottom, there's discounts.
Right.
Like if you buy deodorant, you get X amount.
Right.
Well, she got, she got one that was $10 off anything as long as you use it by said date. Said date was yesterday.
Uh-oh.
She climbs out of bed, makes me makes me take her to CVS where she bought $10 worth of candy.
I'm applauding her. That's incredible. That's, and you know, good for her. She didn't get any Mucinex. She didn't get any Dramamine. No, she went for the good stuff that she knows she's going to like when she's feeling better.
Yeah, well, we got the kids coming for the 4th of July, so I think she was thinking partially that.
Oh, that's good.
But even serious illness would not keep her from the CVS pharmacy where she spent her $10.
That is everything you need to know. That is fantastic.
Now, Mikey, I want you to put this up. This is pretty funny, and there is video of it. A town in Spain was overrun by a huge flock of sheep, and it's all because the shepherd in charge of keeping them contained fell asleep on the job. The shepherd was reportedly keeping an eye on the flock overnight before they were scheduled to move north to grasslands where they would spend the summer. But when he fell asleep, the sheep were able to leave the pasture. All 1,300 of them took off. Police received a call at 4:30 in the morning reporting that a flock of sheep were roaming the downtown streets. And there's video of it.
Okay, 1,300 is a lot of sheep.
That's a lot.
And I respect that this is as close to a perfect song for the story as you could get. It was a flock, at least.
Yeah. Look, I spent 20 minutes trying to think of music that I could use for this. And this is the only song possible. I ran by a flock of seagulls. Thank you. Thank you.
But I did think of one other one.
Yes.
It never came across your mind to use Bad to the Bone? That's all I got.
I wish it had.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And last night on James Corden, the Red Hot Chili Peppers did carpool karaoke. It was awesome. In my opinion, this was the best carpool karaoke he's done. Here's just a little sample, and the rest of it I put on the Facebook page. So Mark of the Morning's Facebook. Check it out.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
Feliz doing bass.
I was
with
wondering who that was.
They were all shirtless too. You know, because it's the Chili Peppers, so they were cruising around LA shirtless.
You're first of all, you're high. The best Carpool Karaoke was Adele.
Yeah, but for me personally, because it's a band that I love, this was the best. So
The thing with Adele, not only was the singing great, but she is hysterical.
Yeah, she was really funny. Yeah.
And you don't, I didn't really know that until I saw that particular one. So
Wait, you didn't like the one with Elton John where they put on boas and sang Crocodile Rock?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not my thing.
It was awesome.
And speaking of Elton, he threw a hissy fit this past weekend.
A new hissy fit?
Oh, and wait, Mikey, you need to get it off of Premiere because they kind of bleeped it. But listen to it. There's no way that I can't air it the way that they... Okay. So you need to clean it up before I can play it.
Okay.
All right.
Can I end my thing here?
So sorry, Mikey. I didn't mean to try to make your crap interesting.
There you go. That's your Mike TV.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M.
In L.A. last night, thousands gathered outside City Hall to mourn the 49 killed at the Pulse nightclub. Lady Gaga made a surprise appearance. She told the crowd, quote, "I will not allow my anger and outrage over this attack to overshadow our need to honor those who were truly grieving for their lost loved ones, lost members of the LGBT community." To honor the victims, Gaga read aloud the names of the 49 victims. She added, quote, "I gather humbly with you as a human being, in peace, in sincerity, in commitment, in solidarity, to take a real moment and mourn the tragic loss of these innocent, beautiful people."
You know, it's as many meat dresses and crazy things as she does and wears, she really does speak beautifully and handle these things with a lot of grace.
She is a mesmerizing performer. Katie is just the biggest fan, and she was at the Hollywood Bowl with Tony Bennett. And when you watch her perform, which was obviously my first time, I'd never seen her live. Katie had seen her many times. It is the charisma that she has, where she took over the Hollywood Bowl. And at the same time, and God love him, but she was holding up Tony Bennett. He's 103.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, he's just way up there. Yeah. And, you know, it was awesome to see somebody with such talent. Mm-hmm. And you can't even understand what I'm talking about until you see it. But I'm sure that you've seen somebody with such presence that even though they're a mile away on a stage, it's like you're standing next to them and they are commanding you.
Dolly. That's... Yes, I've seen it before. Oh my God, Mark, can you imagine if Lady Gaga and Dolly Parton did a duet?
Well, I guess it's possible.
Would the earth just shake from its core of amazingness? Excuse me, I have something to do right now. Got to write a letter.
You know what? You and I should go do a show from Dollywood.
Okay. And I mean, whatever. That's cool.
And we can maybe arrange it to where Dolly would show up. But I won't confirm to you that it's happening. I'll let it be a surprise, and then we will watch you fall to the ground in a fetal position and cry.
Okay, sounds great.
That'll just embarrass you in front of Dolly Parton for all your worth. All right, so Mikey shared with us on Mike TV the Red Hot Chili Peppers with James Corden. He didn't use this clip.
What have you got that you're going to give to my mum?
Love and affection.
Well, what have you got that you're going to give to my dad?
A stern talking to, if you will.
Alright. What are you doing with my daughter?
Now that is not for late night TV, that's late late.
That's us!
Are you late late? Okay, so for the daughter, I will read bedtime stories.
You know, isn't it cool that James Corden came up with something so simple to get in a car, bring in the celebrity and just sing songs and joke around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now, I don't watch James Corden, but I know all about that segment.
Absolutely. Mm. And I think the rest of America is right with you. And I'll put this on the Mark in the Morning Facebook page. I told you yesterday that during the Tony Awards, during the commercial breaks, they would bring celebrities on stage to sing karaoke. They could pick out of the karaoke book, just like they're at a bar. And there's a great clip of Sean Hayes, who you love, you know, from Will and Grace.
And
Jake Gyllenhaal singing Part of Your World from Aladdin together.
And you have footage of this?
Yeah, I'm putting it up right now.
Can't wait. Stupid old Rita. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grass.
You take that back. Well, the first thing that's trending is I am getting just lambasted online because I accidentally said Part of Your World and not A Whole New World. So,
oh my God.
To the Disney fans, I am so sorry. But it's up on Mark in the Morning Facebook right now. If you could possibly forgive me and you're watching, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. All right, moving on. So sources are reporting that the Orlando gunman was apparently a regular at the Pulse nightclub where the shooting occurred, as well as a frequent user of a gay dating app. So this thing is just getting crazier and crazier. Meanwhile, the gunman's father started giving interviews yesterday, saying both that he'd never forgive his son for what he did, as well as saying that he hopes society forgives his son for what he did. So, again, a strange message. And here's what's trending in sports. The Cavs beat the Dubs last night in Oakland, 112-97. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, Elton John's hissy fit. But first, The Clash. This is Mark in the Morning.
You may ask me how.
Sweet Lord, baby Jesus. Later on this morning when I do the story about L.A.'s favorite burger, I ask your strength in preventing me from killing somebody. Because I'm going to take a life. Because this is going to turn into a bloodbath. I will not bow down to any of it. I'm just letting you know. And then when we get to the favorite deli sandwich, give me a break, for God's sake. Oh, and can you work it out to where I never have to talk to Mikey again? Amen.
That's a lot of requests.
All right, let's get into this. Because Premiere, they didn't bleep it enough. But apparently, Elton John was in concert. This is somewhere in England. And security at the venue was not allowing anybody to stand up or dance.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fun.
And yeah, it is an age-old problem. It seems every time I go to a venue, somebody has a problem with us standing up. And it's the same thing. I was at the Super Bowl, and when the Panthers were on offense, we stood up, and they were yelling at us, sit down. And I turned around and said, you realize you're at a football. But this is a universal problem. Standing up and dance. You're at a concert, for God's sake. Anyway, and I'll share my, I had a chance to watch Elton live have a hissy fit. But Elton addressed the security from the stage.
Thank you very much. Now, the security guards down there, I know you're doing your job and you're trying to do your best, but can you sit the down, please? Down, otherwise I'm not going to do the rest of the concert and you're in f***ing trouble. Now sit down, you
I watched Elton.
Damn.
Yeah, I went to see Elton at the Greek Theater. Pound for pound, the greatest venue ever.
Agreed.
And you're sitting in a Southern California summer night. You're outside, the stars, and you're watching who?
It's built into a mountain. It's beautiful.
Yes, it's unbelievable. So Elton comes out. And he sits down at the piano and he starts into this. He got maybe 10 seconds into it and he took his hands and he banged the keyboard, got up and walked off. So then technicians come out and they tweaked with it for 10 minutes. Elton comes back out and apologizes. He starts into Leave On again and he yells, it's not right! And he gets up and walks off again. This went on for an hour. So finally, he comes out and he apologizes for his behavior. And he goes into Leave On. He gets about halfway through. And he shouts, it's still not right.
Oh,
and then
God.
Finishes the song. It was an hour-long hissy fit. Now,
consummate professional.
Now, at the time, I'm not really enjoying it. But I have told this story 100 times. How often do you get to see a guy like him? And that clip reminded me. He doesn't care. He just doesn't care who's in the room.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to say whatever he wants to say.
So now you know for a fact that when he did that at your concert, that was not the first time, nor was it the last time.
Oh, no, no. This guy, I never saw the documentary Tierra's...
Toddlers and Tiaras?
Something. It was a documentary about him.
Oh, no, that's not the one.
if you want to see Elton throw hissy fits,
yes,
watch that documentary. All right. The trial to determine if Led Zeppelin ripped off the Spirit song Taurus when writing Stairway to Heaven is scheduled to get underway today at 9 in L.A. Now, we're going to send Chick on the street down there. There's rumor that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant are going to have to show up. So we'll find out if that's true. So Chick on the street's going to go down there. We had to tell her twice what their names were. My only hope is that when she gets there and she's reporting, she forgets them. She doesn't know what Led Zeppelin is. She's never heard of it. So anyway, if you're unaware of what we're talking about, I've got a clip. The very first thing you're going to hear is a clip of Spirit, the Spirit song that they're accused of ripping off. So you check it and see when we come back. We'll come back and I'll play it for you and you see. You decide for yourself. Did they rip off the arguably the greatest classic rock song ever, Stairway to Heaven? There's no reason to sit here and wait for that hi-hat thing.
You're going to smack him.
Mm-hmm. Mention that to Christian one day.
The last thing I need is to send that boy off on a rant. All right. Today's the day. Chick on the street is going to be down at the courthouse. She doesn't know what Led Zeppelin is. She doesn't know the names of the guys who are supposed to be there. So the word is, will Robert Plant and Jimmy Page show up? Do they have to? But the reason all of this is happening is there is a band called Spirit from the 70s. And I think, correct me, talk me down, but did Spirit not open for Zeppelin at one point?
Yeah, I believe that did happen in the early 70s.
All right. So the whole point of this is to find out what a judge and jury think. Did Led Zeppelin steal what is arguably the greatest classic rock song ever in Stairway to Heaven? And we have a clip where both songs are sampled. The first you're going to hear is Spirit and their song called, I don't know. Not sure the name of it. And then you'll hear a sample of Stairway to Heaven. Listen and see what you think. Here it is.
Here's the thing. Okay, first of all, the song's called Taurus. The Spirit song's called Taurus. And it's very, very close. But I think the technicality that they're going to stand behind is, you know, like on a sitcom when they want to use a popular song, but they didn't get the rights, so they just invert all the notes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're doing. So they're like, look, I didn't do it. They're going down. We're going up. But it's the same song.
No.
You don't think, Mikey?
No. It's inspired by, yes, Jimmy Page probably heard it and was like, oh, those are pretty cool notes. And he started to do his own version of it. But it's not the same song. They didn't rip it off. They were inspired by it.
Can you sing Stairway to Heaven with the Spirit notes?
I would have to get to that point in the song when the singing starts because we haven't gotten that far yet.
Understood, smartass. But what I'm saying is, could you sing the chorus over that opening?
I don't know.
Well, I don't. You might be tone deaf, but I could.
Well, I mean, we talked about it the other day. George Harrison was found guilty of ripping off He's So Fine by the Chiffons. Mm-hmm. They found him guilty. And he said, okay, but I didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
It was inadvertent. Maybe I heard it and didn't remember it, but I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, same thing with Sam Smith and Tom Petty. That was huge last year. And why is this coming out now?
Yeah, I don't know. Because the dude is no longer living.
Yeah, this is weird.
This is his estate doing this.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
I don't think that's going to help.
Chick on the Street's going to be down there. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page. Word is they may have to show up. She'll be down there. She doesn't know what Led Zeppelin is. She doesn't know their names. She's hoping to talk to some of the TV people because all of the TV trucks will be down there.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
I hope she asks one of them what a Red Zeppelin is.
We can only hope. An electrician in Brazil was really rattled when he answered a call to repair a customer's PlayStation 4. Then he opened up the unit, and you'll be surprised as to what he found. The repairman, whose name was not released, said that the customer reported the console turned on, then quickly switched itself off and began emitting an unpleasant smell. Using a screwdriver, he pried off the back of the console and got a good look at a 3-foot-long snake, which was curled up, completely crispy, in the center of the inner workings.
No.
It is not known how the snake got in there in the first place.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
That's horrible. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm flashing you hand signals, by the way.
You are, and I'm wondering...
You know what it is. I'm giving you a 5, I'm giving you a 10. Well, I'm trying to act cool and talk about snakes.
Call me, people, call me.
So you want me to go to the phones?
No.
Can you tell people
to
call for
5 seconds for dead bodies?
Oh.
We thought Gina, maybe we'd give it a try this week.
Yeah, no, Gina, next time just say it.
Oh,
I didn't know what the hell y'all were doing.
5 for 10.
Yeah, no, it didn't hit me. I have blocks on a lot of things, and telling you to call now for 5 seconds question is one of them.
Yep.
I'll never get it right.
Well, why don't we just go the whole nine, give the phone number too?
All right. If you want to play 5 seconds for $10, it's 888-696-1003. I really appreciate the effort. I just didn't know what
sorry.
You were doing, which I just sat here and stared right
I'm
at
sorry.
You. All right. Now, is it tomorrow that Swampy's coming in?
Yes.
Swampy is the creator of Phidias and Ferb, and this guy's heart is in the greatest place. And he comes in here to promote his charity that he is so deeply moved by. He knows that he's not a big enough celebrity to come in here, so he brings celebrities with him. And the moment he walks into the room, Gina, I want you to start a timer.
Okay.
How long will it be before Swampy asks me if he can read a letter from somebody who supports him so that he can cry on the radio? How long will it be? I don't think it's going to be long at all.
I really
want you to start a clock and let's see how long it takes. Because I never let him, I don't want to hear him cry. I cry every day. I'm the only crier on this show.
Yeah, you cry.
So I deny him. And he'll go, if you want, I could read this letter from a... And I never... He asked... He must have tried 3 times the last time he was in here.
You shut him down.
He just wants to read that friggin' letter. So, Gina, be ready to start a clock.
Okay.
5 seconds for... $10.
Nice. We go to Don. Good morning, Don.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm really good, bitch. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. Now, this is 5 seconds for $10. Have you heard this game before, Don?
I have.
Do you understand the concept of it?
I'm a Raiders fan, so it's a little tough, but I'm getting it.
Hey, well, listen, let me tell you. I told Mikey I was watching the NFL Network yesterday, and they said the one team that is going to give the Broncos a run for their money in the AFC West is your Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about the team we've got right now.
Well, it's, you know what? Look, I make fun of Mikey all the time because of the Raiders, because I think the first game is Mrs. Paul's Kindergarten for the Raiders. They're opening up with that. But look, I support a fan. When you're a fan, and David Keith said it about the Tennessee Volunteers. He said it. He said, everything the volunteers do on a football field is what I am as a man. And you're just a fan. There's nothing you can do about it. So I support it. Good on you. So, Don, what do you do for a living?
I'm a sales trainer.
Ooh. You teach people how to sell?
I teach people how to sell properly, yes.
Oh.
Okay, hey, just give me one. You give me one note on a proper selling point.
Well, the main thing is to make sure that you give the customer their wants, needs, and desires, and you fill their needs and not yours.
Do you sell adult toys?
I could.
You give the customers their wants, needs, and desires. Got it.
What are you looking for, Gina?
Oh, we'll speak later.
So, Don, married, kids, what?
Yeah, I'm married for 30 years. We're getting remarried this August. I have 3 kids and a grandson, hoping for more.
Oh, God, you have a grandkid. I am not going to get into this. Why am I being cursed? Don, you live in Fontana. Give me one great thing about living in Fontana.
It's not Riverside.
Very funny, Don. All right, Don, give me a second. I got to figure out which...
Don seems cool. Smart, so you can't make it too easy.
All right. All right, I got it. Because I really want to get this up to about $500.
Okay.
So okay. I'm going to go with it. All right, Don, you're going to get five. I'm going to ask you this question. You get 5 seconds to answer it. You understand the game, right?
You got the concept.
Do you know that everybody's talking about this game?
It's on all my blogs and it's on the bathroom wall.
Don, you're actually funny. I'm enjoying talking to you. All right, here we go. This is a very gettable question. Don,
Mark.
What movie earned Burt Reynolds his first Oscar nomination?
5, 4, 3, 2.
The end. I have no idea.
Gina?
I don't know. I only know like Smokey and the Bandit, yeah. And I don't think he was winning anything for that.
Dude, Smokey and the Bandit, go back and watch. Jackie Gleason, what he did as the sheriff in those, he was hysterical.
Yeah.
The movie, and I rewatched part of it the other night, Boogie Nights.
That's right.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, Boogie Nights is it. Don, you are welcome to call in here anytime, bitch.
I will do that. Thank you, sir.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Coming up. No, hang on, Mikey. Hang on just a second. I got to say this.
Okay.
We've got something coming up. It's a listener who needs help. I got a letter, and I'm going to read the letter. She said that her husband loves this show, and he wants to divorce her, and she wanted me to give a shout out. We are going to speak to both of them in a minute. If I for even a second sniff crap, because he agreed to do it for a Mark in the Morning hoodie. If I sniff crap,
legit, yeah.
I'm going to call him on it.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's right after this on Mark in the Morning. Okay, let's go. Her name is Liz. I'll just read the letter. We're using assumed names. And by the way, the husband is not answering the phone.
Mm.
If you don't answer the phone, dude, no hoodie. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because he agreed to do it for a hoodie.
You got him right where you want him, Mark.
Anyway, we got Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, good morning, Mark.
So she wrote me, "Hi, Mark, I need your help. My husband tunes into your show every day, and he wants to break up with me and get a divorce after 5 years and 2 kids. He is being stubborn and pushing me away. Can you please make a shout out to my husband from his wife, Liz? Let him know I love him, and please stop being so stubborn. Me and our infants need him. Thank you, Mark. We hear you all the way from Riverside." So has Jackie,
I think
he may
be calling.
Okay. Your husband, Steve. We're using assumed names. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mark.
Okay. So tell me why you want to divorce your wife.
I guess there's many reasons.
Wow, Steve.
We were struggling, and then to me, it just seems like she has, like, I don't know, it's kind of overwhelming talking to you right now, because I just heard you on the, I was taking a shower, and I heard you over the streaming, and I'm just like, whoa.
Did you grab a little coffee before that shower?
No.
Liz, what reasons did he give you for wanting a divorce from you?
He's been going through some health issues, and he's been blaming it on me. He has sleep apnea, and we just currently went to the hospital, and they told him that he's borderline diabetic. He's saying that me and the kids stress him out, that he can't take me anymore, that he just wants to leave and forget about me and the kids.
Wow.
We've been married for 5 years. Of course, like he said, we have been struggling. You know, we can never have time together. We can't afford to go anywhere. With everything going on, it just inside of our house, it's been crazy because I care about him. Like, I love him to death. And I'm trying to get him to go get seen, to get help. You know, his sleep apnea is just getting worse and worse. And no matter what I do, no matter what I say, you know, I can't get him to the doctor because he's saying I stress him out. I'm causing it. Like, he just needs to leave me because I'm the problem.
Oy. Liz, why would you want to be with somebody who said they don't want to be with you?
Because I care so much about him. I care about my family. I care about my kids. I want to work it out. Like, I've gone to therapists. I'm trying to set up appointments to go see therapists for me, but he won't come along with me. Mm. So I'm at the point where before I met him, I also have two other kids. Through my ex, my high school sweetheart. And when I met him, I told him, I don't want my family to be like this. I'm going to do whatever I can to keep my family together, to go as far as I can. I will put up through anything that you put me through as long as I keep my family together. Because my other two kids are 11 and 10 and 9. They're struggling so bad because me and my ex, we broke up. So I'm doing everything possibly to keep my family together because I don't want my kids like that. And I don't want my family torn apart again.
Well, Liz, listen, I hear you, but the bottom line is, I'm sure you've heard the saying, you have to be capable of helping yourself. You can't help him. He doesn't want to be there, and I don't see how you do this. I certainly respect your efforts, though.
Steve, just a quick question, because I'm sure this is difficult for everyone, but would it be possible, just so Liz would be able to move forward and put her mind at ease, would it be possible to go with her to say a number you agree on, say 3 marriage counseling sessions, so you can say, look, I did it, and now here's my decision either way?
Well, this past weekend, she has an arrangement with her ex that she gets to go see her kids. I guess they got a custody arrangement. And I told her, you know what, I don't want to go. I want to be home by myself with our kids, and you know. And I guess it seemed like to me it was more relaxing. I guess I don't know how you would say it. I guess with her being gone, I kind of missed her. Mm. I kind of missed, like, her, you know, nagging at me and doing this and doing that, whatever she does on a daily basis. And it was, you know, I did miss her. I'm not going to lie.
Well, listen, I got to go. I got to go. But, Liz, in a couple of months, would you call us back and update us with what happened?
Yes, definitely.
We are joined now by an author. His name is Josh Kendall. Good morning, Josh.
Oh, good morning.
Now, Josh has written a book, First Dads. These are presidents who have had kids. Now, James Garfield apparently enjoyed jumping on the bed with his kids, but FDR's kids had to make an appointment to talk to him.
What?
Yeah. So the book discusses all the presidents. 38 of them had biological children and 5 adopted children. And I divide the presidents into various categories based on the type of father they were. And the most common type is the preoccupied dads. These were presidents who were thinking about politics. As LBJ once said, I think about politics only 18 hours a day. His daughter, Linda, used to have to read the Congressional Record to get some FaceTime with LBJ. He couldn't say, how are you? That didn't make sense to him, but could discuss legislation with her. And there are some sweet dads whom I cover in a Nurturing Dads chapter. Harry Truman's daughter, Margaret, called herself a total daddy's girl. Barack Obama is a sweet daddy, eats dinner with his kids 5 nights a week. And there are also some playful dads. I call them playful pals. Teddy Roosevelt liked to play tag with his kids after a day in the Oval Office. And another category are the authoritarian dads, like John Adams and John Quincy Adams and Dwight Eisenhower. John Adams told John Quincy, you're either going to be president or you're going to be a failure. So those are the basic categories that I cover in the book.
Well, LBJ liked his dogs more than he probably liked his kids.
Remember, he picked up his dog by the ear. So remember that famous photo? So he was kind of a tough bonding with humans and animals. That wasn't LBJ's strength. But bonding with legislators was his strength. Famous Johnson treatment, where he kind of manipulate people into voting for a certain bill. And he also tried the Johnson treatment on his daughter. He would be very manipulative in terms of getting her to do things that he wanted.
Well, if you're into politics and if you're into presidents, this book is for you. First Dads by Josh Kendall. Josh, thank you for the time.
It's been a pleasure.
Now, under the category of are you buying it?
Sex bomb, sex bomb. Yeah, you're a sex bomb. You can give it to me when I...
A woman says she spent 2 decades as Muhammad Ali's mistress and is looking to make a fast buck by selling sex tapes featuring the greatest in a number of different women.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to float like a butterfly and sing like a bee.
Barbara Mensah, who has also claimed that Ali is the father of her daughter, says she's looking to get at least $100,000 for the tape, which she insists is a knockout. The 70-year-old tells Britain Sunday People, quote, I know the value of the footage. No one has anything like this. They used to call them gumbo parties. It was a mix of everything. There would be Ali and a few of his guys, and then about a dozen or more girls. All of them were stunning. Muhammad couldn't keep away from a pretty girl, whether he was married or not. Gina, are you buying it?
Yes, I am buying it. I am buying it.
Muhammad Ali was a very, very smart man. Why would he allow himself to be filmed doing this?
I don't know. That's what I can't figure out. But if she comes out and says, I have this and I'm going to sell it, and obviously because she is the worst, she, of course, waits till he dies, and so nobody can sue, or at least he can't sue. But I tell you, she'd be the last person I would invite to my gumbo party.
So I wonder if in the middle of the gumbo parties, Ali can be heard saying, you better keep your camera moving because I'm kind of fast. Let's figure out what's in the world of trending. Here's Gina Grad.
Well, shouting erupted Monday evening on the House floor after a moment of silence for the victims of the Orlando shooting as Democrats demanded that the House consider gun control legislation. Taylor Swift is reportedly spending $40,000 on a month in a place in New York after she split with her man, Calvin Harris. And here's what's trending in sports. Mark, do you know the name Brian Robinson?
I do not.
Okay, well, he was a 14-year NFL veteran, defensive lineman. He was found dead on Saturday night in a motel room in Milwaukee. Robinson's NFL career was best known for his 6 seasons with the Bears, also the Cardinals, the Bengals, the Dolphins, and the Rams. He was 41 years old.
Wow.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, Mark's going to bet we didn't know something in today's 5 reasons today doesn't suck. But first, Queen, this is Mark in the Morning.
And now, 5 reasons today doesn't suck.
1.
Now, what you're listening to is a one-hit wonder. This is Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Junior is playing sax here. Now, this is a category of I bet you didn't know. Junior was born on this day in 1931. Junior was used as a guest saxophonist on a song that we play here on this radio station.
Ooh.
Do you know what it is?
God, I have no idea.
It is a famous saxophone solo.
No.
David Bowie?
Jerry Rafferty?
No.
A Pink Floyd song?
Come on, Jackie.
No.
Crap.
I learned this morning.
Chicago.
I did not know it. This is also Junior Walker. Listen to that. Oh.
I never would have guessed this.
Rest in peace there, Junior.
2.
It was on this day back in 1989. Zsa Zsa Gabor is arrested in Beverly Hills for slapping a motorcycle cop.
Yep. Remember when she went on Donahue to talk about it?
Who does that?
Zsa Zsa!
Good God.
Three.
Now, Kevin McHale, who was the wheelchair kid from the television show Glee.
Some would know him as Artie, but you can also call him the wheelchair kid.
Yeah, I don't know the names. He was in a boy band called NLT, which stands for Not Like Them, which Ooh. Kevin jokes, we were exactly like them, because it was never a hit. But they had this one song that I thought was damn good. This is it. It's called That Girl.
Kevin?
No, Kevin's about to sing. This was a dual lead.
Oh.
Kevin sings right after the hook. Here he comes. What can I say? I'm a fan of pop.
Fool.
Boy George, lead singer for the Culture Club, is 55
Wow.
Today.
Can I tell you a piece of trivia about Boy George?
Please.
Well, it's not trivia, it's just a little remembrance. I danced with him at a post-Tony's party when I used to live in New York, and he was a lovely gentleman.
I have always been a fan of the Culture Club. It's pop, and I dig it.
Yeah.
All right.
Five.
Happy birthday. Donald Trump is 70.
We're going to take this country back. And we have something. We have something that's amazing. We have the people. I see the people. I see it everywhere I go. The people are so incredible. So we're going to take this country back. We're going to make America great again. We're going to take it. We're going to make it better than ever before. We can do that.
Five Reasons Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by my friends and buddies at Bristol Farms, your extraordinary food store.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Now, today is the day. The trial is about to begin where Led Zeppelin is being sued by basically the family of a band named Spirit. And rumor is that Robert Plant and Jimmy Page are going to be there. Chick on the Street is at the courthouse. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Really good. So what kind of scene is down there?
So right now I'm standing outside of the federal building. There are some police cars lined up. There are cameras. There are some news crews. They're screwing up my internet, basically, is what they're doing. I am on a phone because the news people are screwing up my internet for my box, but that's okay. The rumor is that Jimmy and his other friend are going to show up.
Robert Plant.
They're going to come and maybe show up to do some classic rock court stuff. Uh-huh. So, you know, there's just going to be some classic rock stuff going on. Yeah.
Jimmy and his other friend.
Wait a second, though. Katie just came up with an incredible idea, and I don't even think she realized it. A new TV show. Are you ready? Classic Rock Court.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And by the way, when Katie said the trucks are screwing up her box, she basically meant her broadcasting piece of equipment.
Right. Yes.
So, Katie, have you found anybody who'll talk to you?
No, there was a guy who walked by with a blue beard, but he was in a hurry to find Jimmy and the boys. So I don't know where he went, but he had a sign. And there's a really cool art sculpture. There's like four men that are like running towards each other, and they have a lot of holes in their body. So that's cool.
Wow.
But I mean, yeah, that's I don't think anybody. Let me ask this man that's walking by if he wants to talk to me. He's on his way to work. Hello, sir. I'm on the air right now. I was wondering if I could ask you a question. Would that be okay?
No,
Nope, he's busy. That's what he said. I said, is it okay? He goes, no, no, it's not. So yeah, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting down here at the courthouse.
All right, Katie, give us your out.
All right, this is Chick on the Street checking out.
It's got to be the worst written lyrics. You're a grand old flag. You're a high flying flag.
Don't besmirch this song.
Now, today is Flag Day. And obviously, we're going to celebrate it by talking to Gina's porn star impression. She does this impression with only one word. Mm-hmm. So, Flag Day questions for Gina's one word porn star impression. So, are you aware that it's Flag Day?
Yeah.
Is flag
go ahead, I'm ready.
Is Flag Day a meaningful holiday for you?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite flag?
Yeah.
Let me guess, is it the American flag?
Yeah.
And would you come back here next Flag Day and let us paint you naked like an American flag?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it, because this has pissed me off. Okay, In-N-Out has been named the best burger restaurant of the year according to a study by the Harris Poll. Coming in second in that category is Five Guys Burgers and Fries, followed by Culver's, Wendy's, and Sonic America's Drive-In. The annual study, now in its 28th year, revealed the strongest brands in nearly 100 categories, such as travel, retail, restaurants, and household industries. The results were based on consumer responses. Subway snagged the top spot in the category of sandwich shops. Are you high?
It's just because they're everywhere. They're on every corner.
Okay, I'll get to it in a minute.
I know.
Followed by Panera Bread. The poll also ranked, now I agree with this, Chick-fil-A as the number one in the category of chicken restaurants.
Pretty delicious.
Okay, look, I know that In-N-Out is a freaking institution. I get that. And I don't dislike them whenever, like Amy, that's her favorite, In-N-Out, and she has Cheeseburger Sunday that 30 people come to. And so I go and I eat and enjoy an In-N-Out. But you cannot do better than Five Guys.
Nope.
That's just it. In fact, I will put The Habit just under Five Guys before Yeah,
before
absolutely.
Before In-N-Out?
No.
Yes.
Now, no. What is your beef with... What do you think is the one big difference that separates In-N-Out and Five Guys for you?
Well, first of all, the patty mm-hmm. of a Five Guys is bigger. And they don't start cooking it until you have ordered it.
Oh. Same with In-N-Out.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No, the burgers at In-N-Out are smaller than
no,
Five
no,
Guys.
No, but they don't, once you order it, then they start cooking it. That's why the line is so long and it takes forever to go through it. They it's never frozen and it's cooked to order.
And Mikey, I'm getting the impression that you're a straight up In-N-Out guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got a real feud going on.
As a matter of fact, when I didn't eat meat for 10 years. The first place I went to, I didn't go to a steakhouse, I didn't go to Five Guys or The Habit or any of the other places. I went to In-N-Out. That was the first meat I had in 10 years.
Listen, I don't dislike them. I enjoy, they're fresh and I enjoy, but I like, all right, first of all, let's talk fries. When you go into Five Guys, it is written on the board, the city and state that your potatoes were grown in that you're eating today.
That's pretty awesome.
This isn't a fries competition here.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm going to kill you.
Okay, Mark,
but their fries are the best.
Before you see complete red and jump through here and jump over the console and slap Mikey again, I would like to submit a person who is going to agree with you, back you up 100%. I don't know if you've ever seen. His name is Ricky. He's a big YouTube star. And when he reviewed the Five Guys burger, it blew up, went completely viral. Here is a sample of Ricky supporting your cause.
Okay. Gina's got to go over and hit.
Do you want to know the difference between a weak burger and a burger that has strength? A weak burger, you could chew and still talk. A burger with strength, you chew, the meat.
Yes.
Just absorbs all the space.
Yes.
And all the air possible, all in your throat.
Amen.
To the point that if you want them to start talking, nothing but is coming out. Word. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Oh my goodness, I got bacon just dropping out. Damn. That bacon is so serious, boy.
There's another scene where he's telling you to, quote, peep those fries. And as he puts the French fry in his mouth, the only thing he can say is, skid-a-ma-rinky-dinky-dink, skid-a-ma-rinky-doo.
Now, we have a text poll going. And we're just doing In-N-Out and Five Guys. You can text the word in to 21003 or the word five, or you could even do the number five. So what do you choose? In-N-Out? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know what it's going to be. It's Southern California. Good God. But look, with a Five Guys, this burger is built by you. It has all the condiments and you build it. And it comes, and they then, depending on what you've ordered, you have to wait about 10 minutes because it's being built. Here's where I go. Mustard, double mustard, ketchup, lettuce, tomato doesn't belong on anybody's burger.
What?
Pickles and double A1 sauce. Mm. I want that A1 sauce dripping out as I'm biting it.
Wait, no cheese?
I hate cheese on a burger.
What?
I like cheese on a sandwich, not a burger.
So you don't participate in Cheeseburger Sunday?
No, because it's American cheese. That's ridiculous. Yeah, American cheese should not exist. Anything that comes sliced and wrapped with plastic.
Your opinion's disqualified right now. I'm sorry, but I'm getting a little upset.
Jackie's
I can't believe
pissed.
You don't want tomato and cheese. Like, I know, I'm not a fan of American cheese, but it goes with the burger, especially an In-N-Out burger.
Jackie, I can tell that you know not what you speak of because all a tomato does is make the bun messy. Listen, gets it wet.
I got to tell you something. I understand you don't know a good burger because your dad used to burn the hell out of them when you were little.
It's true.
But, I mean, things have really changed and In-N-Out is so good. And animal fries. And you can get your burger animal style with Thousand Island on there. I mean, who doesn't like that?
Jackie's
I don't.
Pissed.
I've never had it. I don't
Wait,
even
what?
Know.
What?
Oh my! I've never had a thousand.
That's the whole point of going to In-N-Out is getting an animal style. What are you crazy?
So this is French fries without Thousand Island dressing on them?
You can do fries animal style. You can do the burger animal style. It has grilled onions. It has special sauce. Mm-hmm. It has cheese. It's delicious. Are you crazy? You hear her in the phone, in the screen?
Oh, I hear her.
Okay, just making sure.
No, I hear her getting in my business about Five Guys.
You know, Mark, I think the biggest difference between Five Guys and In-N-Out for me is the bun. Because when you took us to Five Guys and ordered 18 sacks of fries for four people or five people, the bun is very buttery. And that buttery bun is addictive. So I think that might be subconsciously what you're all about.
Gina is not lying. I took everybody to Five Guys. And my biggest fear is that we're going to run out of fries in the middle of the burger.
Yeah.
And so I ordered like 15. And if you've ever been to Five Guys, they take the scoop. And they scoop up the fries and they put it in the bag. And then after that, he takes another scoop and dumps that in the bag. So if you order a single fry, you got about 8 pounds of fries.
It comes in a grocery sack, by the way. That is a big bag of fries.
And at the brown grocery sack at Five Guys, you can see the grease seeping through the bag that you're just about to eat. All right, we're just going to quickly hit this and get to some sports. But let's go to Caitlin on line two. Caitlin, Five Guys or In-N-Out?
Absolutely In-N-Out.
Yeah. Look, I know that Five Guys is going to get trounced. This is Southern California, In-N-Out. What is it you love about an In-N-Out burger?
The animal style, absolutely. The cheese, the way it melts. It's a flavor. So you like Five Guys because you can customize it. In-N-Out doesn't really need to be customized. It's great on its own.
Oh, boom!
All right, let's go to Ernie. Ernie, In-N-Out or Five Guys?
In-N-Out. Mark, who hurt you?
No, it's just I really do like a meaty burger, and I do like it customized. There's certain things I do not like on a burger, and there's certain things I love, and Five Guys gives me that choice. Gina,
sure,
you're looking
but at, I mean, you can also get that with In-N-Out. Just tell them, hey, I don't want the sauce. Give me, you know, ketchup, mustard. They'll make it the way you want it.
Yeah, Ernie.
But just the cost from Five Guys to In-N-Out, it's twice the money. It's not even good.
Oh, I'm not even concerned. I'm a rich guy. I don't care about the money. But Ernie, why would I eat an In-N-Out when I can have when I can have a Five Guys?
Oh, God love you.
Well, you're losing listeners with today's conversation.
Watch the ratings slump because I like Five Guys more than In-N-Out.
Yes, absolutely. It's asinine, Mark. I used to love you. I don't know.
You used to.
I'm questioning my decision.
Yeah.
This is as polarizing as politics right here.
This is bad.
Yes,
so you've got comments from Facebook, Gina?
Yes, there's a bunch. In-N-Out by far. Five Guys sucks. The Habit, pretty damn good, but nothing beats In-N-Out. The Habit Burger, Mark knows what I'm talking about.
If you're in Santa Barbara, the original Habit Burger is right there on Main Street in Santa. Just do yourself a favor. Go and eat at the original Habit.
Isn't the Habit the one that does the deep fried green beans or the tempura green beans? Am I the only one that's ever ordered that? Okay.
And, no, I've seen it.
And damn it, man, it's In-N-Out. It's always In-N-Out. So people are getting pissed.
Coming up, the Dodgers and the Angels lose yet again. Sports brought to you by Frontier Toyota. It's coming up. So, as they say in the business, we have full phones on Five Guys or In-N-Out. And if you want to take the text poll, Mikey said it's our biggest text poll ever. You will text the word "in" if you're an In-N-Out fan to
21003,
or the number 5 or the word 5 to 21003. But first.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Now, Todd, before we get to basketball, you were once a Southern California fella. Are you In-N-Out? Are you Five Guys?
You know, I don't eat a lot of hamburgers. When I usually do, I am a McDonald's.
No. Oh.
And that flies in the face of, you know, but I usually eat a hamburger, I go into McDonald's and I just say hamburger. And then, of course, they always say, you want cheese in that? No, hamburger. That's it. And when I'm on the road driving, you know, cuz they're on every interstate, interchange. So I'm a McDonald's guy. So I fly in the face of probably a lot of people.
Well, I predicted yesterday that Golden State was going to wrap it up. I was wrong. However, it was a much better game.
Mark, I'll tell you, the minute you think you've got this NBA final series figured out, something flies in the face of reason. And last night, Golden State looked so hot in the first half. In fact, the score at halftime was 61-61, but Golden State in the second half, the entire second half, only scored 36 points. And LeBron had an incredible game, 41 points. Kyrie Irving, 41 points. So the Cavs win at 112-97. So it's now 3-2. It goes back to Cleveland for game 6 on Thursday night. And can Cleveland and LeBron force a game 7? That's what it's all about, Thursday night in Cleveland. All right, now to baseball. And you mentioned going in on the tees there. Both the Dodgers and the Angels lost. Dodgers lose 3-2. To Arizona, and they lose to their former pitcher, Zach Greinke, who signed a big free agent deal in the offseason. And Greinke pitched well, 7 innings, 7 hits, two runs he gave up. Corey Seager, though, the Dodger rookie, his 15th home run of the season. And then the Angels lost again to the Twins, 9-4, and the Angels, I don't know, they might have about the worst record in baseball right now, too, but the Angels lost 7 of their last 8. And here's a great little baseball story, too. Ichiro Suzuki got a couple hits last night for the Marlins. Now, if you combine the hits he had when he was in the Japanese League and the Major Leagues, he has 4,255 hits. Pete Rose had 4,256 hits. And Pete says that, you know, the Japanese, I guess, are making a big deal that he's the new hit king. And Pete says, what are you doing, trying to make me the hit queen? and he goes, wait a second, you're going to count the Japanese League hits? Everyone knows the Japanese leagues are not as good as the major leagues. What are you going to do now? You're going to start counting his high school hits, too? So anyway, Pete has a little issue with the Ichiro being called the hit king, if indeed people start doing that.
All right, Todd, before you move on, let's take a phone call. It is my professional baseball playing buddy, Cody Decker. Cody, I've only got a minute, but Cody and I chatted last night. He has been out of baseball for a month. Cody has found employment. Cody, who did you sign with?
Oh, hit queen. That rose is such a card. Anyways, I signed with the Boston Red Sox. I'm at LAX right now.
All right.
Wow.
Dude, listen, we talked yesterday. Congratulations. I gave him a little pep talk because he's not even going to AAA. He has to go back to AA. But he said this is primarily to get some at-bats and hope for injury. Not that you're hoping for injury, but, you know,
yeah,
nice if somebody goes down. Cody, will speak soon.
Okay, your pep talk didn't work. I hate you.
All right, Todd, go ahead.
All right, yeah, just a couple of NFL moments because I know you're running short on time now. But the Eagles signed defensive lineman Fletcher Cox, 6-year, $100 million deal, $63 million guaranteed. That's the highest guaranteed contract for a non-quarterback in NFL history. The Broncos defensive coordinator Wade Phillips got a Super Bowl ring. One problem, it didn't say Phillips on it. It said Peters. So Johnson's is going to get him a new ring. And the Seahawks worked out 32-year-old Nate Robinson, a former 3-time NBA slam dunk champion. They're working him out at cornerback. He's only 5'9", but he won the NBA slam dunk contest 3 times. And he was went to University of Washington on a football scholarship. So that'll be something interesting to watch. Hey, that's it in sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota. Tacoma Tundras, tops and trucks. It's Frontier Toyota. Check them out, FrontierToyota.com.
Coming up, we hit the phones. Are you Five Guys? Are you in and out? People are taking this business serious. We could have a talk show on nothing more than burgers. Because when you bring up and you start choosing sides of burgers, it gets serious business. We have a text poll going. It's between Five Guys and In-N-Out. If you like In-N-Out, text the word in to 21003. And if you like Five Guys, text the word 5 or the letter 5 to 21003. You know, we do burger talk and the phones are packed. We go to Dale, Chris, Mark, Robert, and Scott. Dale, as far as Five Guys and In-N-Out, what say you?
They got a song. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about. What does Five Guys have? Grease is the word,
All right, Chris, what say you?
Hey, I say that In-N-Out sucks, man. Their new saying is, where's the beef?
He agrees with you.
Mark, what say you?
Hey, I say In-N-Out. I think it's a unique flavor, whereas the Five Guys burger is good, but it's kind of, you know, like a backyard burger.
Robert, what say you?
Five Guys is so much more superior than In-N-Out. In-N-Out has always sucked. I'm born and raised here in the Valley guy. After every high school game, we went to In-N-Out, and I don't know why I continued to do it. People used to throw onions and stuff at me. In-N-Out sucks.
Hey, you got to try a mustard-fried In-N-Out burger. I've been eating In-N-Out burgers for years.
I thought they're all mustard-fried.
What's that?
I thought they're all mustard-fried.
Oh, no, you have to order mustard-fried, and that comes with pickles. And if you've never had pickles on an In-N-Out double-double, you have not been to heaven.
And, Scott, what say you?
In-N-Out all the way. Five Guys is like they put it in the dishwasher. It comes out like mush and greasy.
All right. Dale, Mark, Robert, and Scott, when I say go, all of you tell me what you love about your favorite burger. Go.
All
right, Jackie, you can put them all on
Five Guys needs to be flushed down the toilet.
Mark, this is the
greatest day.
By the way, we got 26 new emails about this, but I will read you one.
Okay, great.
Very specific. Now, you mentioned earlier, you not only like A1 sauce on your burger, you like double A1 sauce.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I want it dripping onto my hands while I'm eating it.
Okay. Well, listener Michael emailed us to say, Mark, A1 is a disqualifier. It only belongs in the Army and Marine Corps chow halls to put flavor on cardboard. If I make something or worse, pay for it and have to put A1 on it, something went wrong.
I love how opinionated everybody is, including me, because this is a poll. The reason we started doing this is according to a Harris poll. And the Harris poll named In-N-Out the best burger restaurant of the year. Five Guys was second, then Culver's, Wendy's, and Sonic Burger Drive-Ins. But then they had the gall to name Subway as the top category of sandwich shops. Are you smoking pot?
No.
Have you had a Jersey Mike's?
Thank you.
We here on the East Coast, we have a thing called, maybe you've heard of it, Penn Station East Coast Subs. Subway is garbage compared to these two places. Jersey Mike's. I mean, like with Subway, you get pre-measured meat, pre-measured cheese. Put some food on that sandwich and warm it up.
I think it's because they're literally on every corner. I think there's more Subways now than Starbucks. I think it's just convenient, so it's what people think of. But when you go to Jersey Mike's, do you get it Mike's way?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
No, I want as much of that vinegar and oil and the salt and the pepper. I want double that up for me.
Okay, noted.
And my sandwich is normally soggy from all the vinegar that I like to put on.
I was going to say, it's just, you're a dripping mess with all this stuff.
Good.
Okay.
So good, Jersey Mike's. Are you a sub sandwich fan, Gina?
Well, when I was allowed to eat bread, I mowed through Jersey Mike's. I love Jersey Mike's.
Mikey, what about you?
Oh, yeah, dude. And people in the Valley will know what I'm talking about. There's a place called Dan's Super Subs. It will blow your mind how good this sub is. It is better than any sub you'll ever have. I guarantee it.
Look, I will always go. We just recently found a pizza place here called Mama's Pizza. It's a local thing. And the reason that it's so... Well, first, they deliver. But the reason it's so good is because it's a mom-and-pop shop.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Your cheese and meat has not been sitting on a refrigerator truck for 2 weeks being driven around. You're getting fresh stuff. And so I will always go for the local favorite over, the thing.
Yeah.
So Subway kissed my ass. When your youngest daughter's name is Katie, you never know what's going to come out of her mouth. When she comes here for the 4th of July, it is just an onslaught of vile things that I have to, that's why I drink. I have to tolerate what she's saying.
And you're going to find post-it notes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Linda and I go to bed at 9 or 10 or whatever it is. And by the time we wake up, there are 500 post-it notes hidden around the house with vile, vulgar things on them. All right, let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grant.
Well, the GoFundMe page that is set up to help the victims and families of the Orlando attack has reached over $3 million in the last 2 days, and it shows that over 70,000 people have donated. Just on a personal level, I donated, made me feel really good, and like I was able to help in some teeny tiny way. So if you want to donate, go to GoFundMe.com/PulseVictimsFund. Some Chick-fil-A restaurants in Orlando opened their doors to help those in need following Sunday's tragedy, by the way. They provided sandwiches and drinks to those donating blood to help the victims. This is a big deal because they're always closed on Sundays, and this was to help a tragedy of, a gay nightclub, which they've been sort of controversial about. So that was really great of them to do. And finally, tech giant Microsoft has purchased LinkedIn for the low, low price of $26 billion. Wow. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we speak with Mimi Chen, host of Peace, Love, and Sunday Mornings right here on The Sound. But first, REM, this is Mark in the Morning.
So we are joined now by Mimi Chen. Mimi is the host of Peace, Love, and Sunday Mornings here. And she has been hit by a slice of real life. Good morning, Mimi.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Really good. Why don't you share with everybody what you shared with the family of The Sound?
Well, this is one of those wake-up calls. You go through life and you think, nothing bad is going to happen to me. I'm vegetarian. I will never, ever get the bad thing, right? And then, all my life I've always thought, you know, things happened to me. Like when I was a kid, my dog bit me. A couple years ago, I walked across the street and got hit by a car. So I sort of think, well, you know, things get thrown at you, and sooner or later, you know, you'll get through them. Well, I get to the doctor's office, my OBGYN, and she says, I'm detecting something. Let's do a mammogram, like, now. So I go downstairs, I get the mammogram, and then they start poking around even some more and said, I think we should do an ultrasound. So I get the ultrasound, and then I get the results back, and they say, oh, you need surgery. So I get surgery and a biopsy. I'm coming out of surgery, and the doctor whispers in my ear, you know, you have cancer, and we don't know what type. So there I am. I spend a whole week waiting for the results, because apparently you need to put these things in a petri dish and watch them grow. And you know, when you sit there the whole week, you think, oh, well, I have like 3 months to live. And then you're so, it's a really super stressful time of life. I've never experienced such terror, such fear in my life. I get to the doctor's office and he says, well, it's breast cancer. And since it's spread, it's like stage 3. But, you know, the good news is that we can deal with this. We can give you the double mastectomy and get rid of it, and, you know, chemo and all that other good things that come with cancer, if you want to call them good, but at least it's treatable. Because the thing is, you know, if I'd gone there and he said, well, if it was melanoma, I would be giving you the get your affairs in order speech. So I was going, anything but that. I'm fine with anything. So, you know, that's how life is. Suddenly you get thrown a roadblock.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Mimi Chin. She is the host of Peace, Love, and Sunday Mornings here on The Sound. So many days I don't really see Linda much until the end of the day when we're sitting outside having cocktails, and I told her about 5 p.m. about your situation, and Linda immediately texted Dave Beezing, the program director here, and said, send me Mimi Chin's phone number right now. Mm-hmm. And Dave sent it and said thank you. And Linda, who is a 9-year survivor, got on the phone and spoke with Mimi for like 30 minutes. Mimi, the one thing, look, when Linda had cancer, all of our family, we had cancer, and we are your work family. So as you go through this process that you're going to go through, the double mastectomy, the radiation, the chemo, we want to hear from you, get you through this the best way possible, because as the doctor told you, this is treatable. So there's, and I got to tell you, when I first met Mimi, I was driving up to the radio station on Sunday because I like to come up and get a little work done. And I was driving up and I'm thinking, this Mimi person is not going to know who I am. She's going to freak out. I walked in the door and she was, oh my God, it's you. And she gives me a big hug. And
yes, I parked because I recognize you from your back. You know, your picture of your back is quite famous.
It is everywhere. Yeah.
Well, Mimi, there is, you are in the face of this kind of news, you are such an uplifting, positive person, and I have to tell you what a gigantic outcome that's going to help you with, to stay positive and stay up. And that's not hard for you to do, but you know that any of us at any time will take a call if you have a question. Linda is standing by at any time to talk anything through that you would like to talk to her about.
I know, and please thank Linda for me, because I already love her.
Well, listen, Mimi, we love you as well. We were devastated to hear the news, but real life affects all of us in all kinds of weird ways. And so we are thinking of you, praying for you, and hoping for a positive outcome.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. It brings such warmth to my heart.
Well, I mean, you're the host of that hippie crap, so I mean, I guess it's going to. She always lets me make fun of it.
Explain to people what happened to me in case I disappear for a few weeks.
Yeah,
absolutely. We will keep everybody updated with exactly what's going on. And so we would like to speak with you again as you move through this process. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, we love you, Mimi.
Love you.
Love you back.
So if you just joined us, we were all about the burger today. The Harris poll was taken, and in the category of hamburgers, In-N-Out was number one. Five Guys was number two. So we did a text poll where you voted. Mikey, what is the result of our burger poll?
The biggest landslide we've ever had. 72% In-N-Out.
It's a Southern California tradition. It's a Southern California tradition. I get it. And I do like it, but I would prefer Five Guys. I think I've been very clear on that.
Live from Radio City in Hollywood, it's Facebook Feud, starring Mark Thompson with Gina Grad.
Well, it's not Facebook today. Today we go to Instagram, where Tiffany Trump, Donald's attractive 22-year-old daughter with ex-wife Marla Maples, posts pictures taken during her daily life. These comments are below a picture of Tiffany in her cap and gown on graduation day from Penn University. Her caption reads, quote, "Yay, the graduation day is here. Congrats to the class of 2016. Hashtag graduation." Hey, Trump girl, you crazy beautiful. Now go tell your bleepin' bleep-ass dad to kill himself. Oh, I would die if I was from the dump family. Hashtag rich daddy.
She's taken, bro.
Hasn't stopped me before.
She has enough trouble being his daughter without you hating on her Instagram. She's a human, and I'm pretty sure you're not even old enough to be cussing, so get your life straight before God does.
How many upper-class rich dude bleeps do you S girl, hashtag used and abused whore.
Oh my God, leave her alone. Graduation day is here. This is a family for the White House. Damn, all these Bernie lefties are supposed to be about peace, and they always the ones causing riots, bullying people, and now picking on a poor Trump daughter's Instagram. Damn, she beautiful.
One more time. Lucky that you a Trump BC, because I would bleep you in your mouth. drop a liquid emoticon.
Oh my gosh.
Make America hate again, you rich white biatch. Hashtag daddy's girl.
Ew, liberal.
Ew, liberal.
Ew, liberal.
Me and you should get together and have a half German, half Mexican baby for your dad. Oh my God. Ha. Hashtag build a wall around in my bleep.
You're so pretty, but your dad's a jerk. Congratulations on your graduation.
My God.
Wow. Strong words about
strong
graduation.
Strong words, my friend. Strong words. No, that's not right. This is right. Yesterday, Amber Heard's lawyer called the cops to the Los Angeles home where Amber shares with Johnny Depp. His team, Johnny's team, arrived at the penthouse apartment to collect Johnny's possessions. However, he's still under a court order to keep 100 yards away from the house. The restraining order features a move-out order, meaning Depp cannot remove furniture until the next court hearing. Johnny was several thousand miles away, relaxing on his private island in the Bahamas.
So his buddies went and just took anything that literally wasn't nailed down?
Well, they tried.
Yeah.
But they were stopped.
Oy.
And every day there's more about this. How do you believe this is going to end up?
Man, I have no idea. Here's what we know. We've never heard a bad word about Johnny Depp, except he wears way too many scarves and he doesn't sound like he's from Kentucky anymore. That's all we know, right?
Right.
So this does seem to come out of nowhere, but nobody knows.
Okay, look, my only thing is, and look, I'm not judging, but the one thing that screams loudly for me is that for there to be the kind of physical altercations that she has claimed that she's been the victim of, wouldn't that have shown up in his 14-year relationship with
somebody else?
Whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Would it?
I don't know.
Came out and said, this is ridiculous. He is the kindest, nicest, calmest person I've ever met.
Well, nobody knows what goes on between those two when the rest of us aren't around, so I'm sure there'll be a lot more information in the future.
Well, we eventually will find out. Just as you think this can't be a thing, it's a thing. Hot dudes eating hummus. If you get bored at work today, may we suggest the Instagram account of Hot Dudes and Hummus. Grab some pita and dive. So you basically, I guess it's a post about hot men eating hummus.
Are we out of ideas? This sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Men, manly men. All right, ladies, listen carefully. These are the four types of men that you shouldn't marry. In most decisions you make in life, there is a margin of error. You don't have to be perfect. The one decision you definitely want to get right, as close as perfect as possible, is the decision about the person that you marry. With that in mind, here is a rundown of the four types of men that you should not marry. And Gina, I think you've dated every one of these guys.
It's possible.
All right, just say yay if when I say the categories.
All right.
The broke guy.
Yay!
If your guy is always broke, do you think that that's going to change after you get married? It might change, but it probably won't. The mama's boy.
Oh, yay.
Marrying a mama's boy means spending the rest of your life competing with his mother. It is exhausting, and you'll end up losing in the end anyway.
And mama hates you. This is not my current relationship, by the way. These are all amalgamation of past relationships, and boy, mamas get a little territorial.
There's two more, and I'll get to them in a minute. My high school girlfriend, I told you, it just kind of fizzled out, mm-hmm. and I had moved on. My mother loved her. So my mother would have Sherry, that was her name, visit the house so that they could chat. And then, of course, I would walk into the room, and there she is. And then my mother would go, I've got a few things to do upstairs. I'll be back in a minute.
She
and
was trying to parent trap you.
Yes.
How'd you feel about that? Were you pissed?
Well, I wasn't pissed because I get it, but I'm done here. and here I am sitting in the room talking to her, and you can tell she's hopeful.
Oh.
And I just realized I got duped by my mother.
Poor Sherry.
Who I liked,
yeah.
My mother. And I like Sherry too. She's fine.
That's good, yeah.
All right, so four types of guys. The broke guy, the mama's boy. Thirdly, the sad sack.
Ugh.
Some people are always simply unhappy. Let somebody else marry these whiners, complainers, and worry warts.
You know, the sad sack often links right up with the broke guy. Just a little FYI, fun trivia for the rest of you.
And then fourthly, the master manipulator.
Ooh.
A guy who uses manipulation to get what he wants is not good marriage material. Even if he only does it now and then, it means he has the skills and is willing to use them. Walk away before he really has you in his clutches.
That's a good point.
And as bad as you are, Gina, at picking guys, Terry Polo is 50 times worse.
Well, you know, Terry, we don't live far from Terry. So she's met my boyfriend and everything, and they think she approves. He's a good one.
Okay, agreed. Tell Terry how to do it.
I'm sure she'd love my advice.
Oh, this girl, it's just...
Well, we're going to help her, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're going to get her a date. We're working on it now. And while we're on the ladies, it is time to tear up the dating rule book and go rogue, ladies, or so says glamour advice columnist Andrea Satris. And I will give you this list later in the hour because it is you throwing out the rules and start doing what you think you should. Ladies, when it comes to your dating life, stop playing by the rules. It is time to tear up the dating rule book and go rogue, says glamour advice columnist Andrea Styrish, who says you need to change up your game if you want to make the most of your single life. Some of the things you need to forget include not having sex on the first date. You're not obligated to get busy, but if it feels right, do it. If there's chemistry, then there's chemistry, and sex won't ruin that. If there's nothing there, hooking up or not hooking up, it isn't going to fix that either.
Hmm.
Next, women not making the first move. What year is it? Back in the day, it was perceived as desperate for a nice girl to pursue a single guy. Now it's often a huge turn-on when a guy sees your excitement and interest in him. And then lastly, wait to text him back. Obviously, this is a relatively new rule. Throw it out with the rest. Relationship writer Jeff Wilser said, quote, "Waiting for the sake of waiting is an excellent recipe for insanity. Who needs games and head fakes?" Agreed, Gina?
Yeah, it's only right now that I'm realizing I wasn't supposed to do any of those things.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grad.
Well, the mayor of London just did something pretty amazing. Mayor Sadiq Khan has banned all body-shaming ads, like those featuring weight loss products and bikini-clad models promoting the perfect beach body, on the city's public transportation, which includes buses, trains, and subways. He says, "As a father of two teenage girls, I am extremely concerned about this kind of advertising, which can demean people, particularly women, and make them ashamed of their bodies." So he said that in a press release. He says, "It's high time this comes to an end." England has been the most strict, it seems like, when it comes to these types of ads. They have to say if a picture's been photoshopped. I don't believe we do that, or I don't know that we have to do that, or if we've always been doing it. And now in London, they're saying enough with a lot of these ads. It's not helping young girls.
Well, with the subject of photoshopping, when I saw the billboard when we were paying people to listen to the sound, when I saw the picture of myself, I didn't even recognize who it was. Yeah, that wasn't photoshopped at all.
So the mayor would have been outraged at what we had done to your face to make you so darn pretty. You know, well, here's my question, because you have two daughters and a son. Mm-hmm. I imagine this wasn't a big deal with Matt. Was this ever something that was on your mind or Linda's mind as, you know, parents of two daughters?
We parented health over anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just talked about, hey, listen, if you're going to eat that Pop-Tart, you're going to have to get in a couple of vegetables with it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was kind of where we came from. We tried to keep it, you know, just healthy. That was the message that we dealt with.
That makes sense. And balance, but not. And, you know, it's something funny that Adam Carolla says on the show all the time. He says, with his kids, they don't like to create energy around food. So constantly yanking something out of their mouth or saying, no, that's bad for you, and never letting them have it, that just makes them want this precious thing that they were never able to get. So not putting energy around it, but being smart about it. I think that's exactly what you're saying.
Well, the one thing that I disagreed with that Linda did, she would make a meal, which mostly when Linda would say dinner, all the kids would get in the car. That was usually the case. But when she did cook... If one,
that's like a Henny Youngman joke. That was good.
If one of the kids didn't like what was on their plate, Linda would let them get up and go get something they wanted.
Oh.
And see, I disagreed, and I said it. What's on your plate is the food for the night.
Yeah.
You either eat that or you don't eat.
But you didn't win that round.
I did not.
No, okay. Well, speaking of food, with all the grocery store competition, supermarkets are now offering a lot more than food. Under growing pressure from discounters and online rivals, supermarkets are trying to transform themselves into places where customers might want to hang out. So here's a couple for instances for you. Some whole food stores have putting greens, spas where you can get little foot scrubs, and little facial waxing, and bike repair shops. While a ShopRite New York has a... yoga studio and a Zumba class at the grocery store.
Wow. I was at Costco a month ago. They have massage areas.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
You can go to Costco and get a massage.
Was that just you sitting on a vibrating chair and them asking you to kindly get off?
These were four stations with people being massaged by masseuses.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to spend more time at Costco. Well, and you know, we talked about this a while back. There's going to be like a Whole Foods. It's called a 365 in Silver Lake, and it might have a tattoo parlor attached to it.
Whoa.
So they are really trying to get people to hang out at the old grocery store these days. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Tom Petty.
That wraps it for our Tuesday. Uncle Joe looms with his 10 at 10.
I'm blooming. that can't be. This is like the biggest year there ever was for music and movies. Ghostbusters came out, and Don't look at me like that. And that's enough. That's enough. Ghostbusters came out.
82 or 84?
84.
They voted correctly. Oh. The populace has spoken. Yes, you are correct. 1984. Great year for music. Great year for ghosts and special things.
Tomorrow on the program, In the Room, Jason Ritter and Swampy Marsh. Plus, we're going to open a topic poll. If you're brave enough to share it, she said no to my marriage proposal. This will be one of those topics that just dies on the vine and nobody calls. I embrace it. Mikey, it's your turn.
All right, the greatest combo of all time, Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure. Mark in the Morning.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.